Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Our friends at the Central Rappahannock Regional Library in this morning. We welcome to the program Joy McIntyre, the Branch Services Coordinator with the library. Joy, it's been a long time since you have been here. Good morning and welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. Very excited to be here today.
We've got lots of good stuff to talk about. And for the very first time, we welcome and put out the red carpet for Jenny McGee, the Library on the Go specialist at the Howell Branch. Jenny, great to meet you. Good morning.
Good to meet you, too. Thanks for letting me be here.
Well, let us talk about Library on the Go, because we have occasionally talked about it, but I don't know much about it, other than I think that you're on the road a lot.
Yeah, I'm on the road a lot. I go to 17 different stops, and they're all 55 and older communities, and I've been doing it for about 12 years.
Okay, so you can really talk about this.
Yeah. And before that, I did 6 years on the bookmobile. So it's been 18 years in outreach total.
There's something we haven't talked about in a long time, the bookmobile.
Yeah.
That in its day was really popular and a great way to get the library out.
Yeah. It was a fun job. It was really great to reach the community that way.
So talk about Library on the Go. You talked about did you go to the older communities and provide library services that way?
Yes. So when we retired the bookmobile, we ended up getting a van, and I basically kind of created a way to continue the outreach services at the same stops that we were going okay. to in the bookmobile, only without the RV. So I have a cargo lift in the back of the van, and I've got some carts that I bring into stops. I ratchet strap them in while I'm driving, and then I get to the 55 and older communities, and I set up the carts, and I have my computer, and I bring requests, and I can pretty much do anything that you need to do at the branch out at these 55 and older communities.
What a fun job. I can see why you have done it for a long time.
Yeah, it's really great interacting with everybody out at the stops.
And in a lot of these situations, probably these people, in many cases, probably couldn't get to the library.
No, a lot of mobility issues, a lot of people that just can't reach the library at all and that really want to have books. And a lot of people are on a fixed income. A lot of people can't afford to, you know, constantly buy audiobooks or regular books. Everybody needs large print, so I'm happy to provide them that for free.
You really are you talk about all the services of a library and have all the different librarians. You're like all those librarians thrown into one.
There are very many layers to this one. You're a courier, you're IT, you're circulation, customer service, your research, your everything, all at the same time.
But in your case, no 2 days are, I'm sure, not the same. I mean, you deal with no two stops are the same.
No, never. And I mean, it ebbs and flows. You know, I get a lot of readers, and then a lot of them move away or pass away, and then I get new readers that move into stops that used to be slow, and then those stops become very busy. So
yeah.
It's ever changing. It's really exciting.
I'm sure it was hard for you during the pandemic when you couldn't be out on the road doing this.
Yeah, I had to take a hiatus for a whole year and a half, and I had just gotten a new van, and the new van was awesome. It is awesome. It's huge, and I can put so many more carts in there, and I can have restock, and I can stand up straight. It's great. And as soon as I got the van, it was like 6 months later, and I was off the road for a year and a half.
How do you get it ready to go? I mean, there must be a lot of work.
Yeah,
to get it ready.
It's pretty intense. In the morning, I have to load up all of the requests that everybody has placed in the last 2 weeks since my last visit, and then I prep everything. I get all of the restock ready. I make sure all my carts are fully stocked. You know, check the quality of the van. You know, make sure all of the tires are in good shape and stuff like that. And then, just make sure that everything's good to go, and then I'm out on the road for the day. So.
I'm sure also that you sort of, at some of these stops, see familiar people all the time, and they expect to see you, and you expect to see them?
Yes. I have a lot of regulars. I keep track of a lot of things for a lot of people because when you're into a series that has 40 books and you're not sure which ones you've read, you know, so I've got a huge binder and I keep track of everybody who reads all these series. I have little initials next to the titles of the books because in a way it's less work for me to do more work, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm keeping track of everybody who likes to read, you know, James Patterson, Danielle Steele, and I want to make sure that I don't give them the same books over and over again. So I'm constantly trying to make sure that everybody has something new to read that they're into.
What's really cool that I have just now learned with Library and the Go, I mean, you really, this is really a personalized library
for
these people.
Very much.
What a great, you said how many stops do you have?
I have 17 stops.
Wow.
Yeah, and then I've got the satellite library too, which began as a lobby stop, which before the lobby stop was a bookmobile stop. So I've been going out to that satellite location for 18 years.
How'd you get involved with the library?
Well, I started working at the library when I was 17, and I started as a page, and I just was shelving books. And then I moved up to customer service, and then I started subbing on the bookmobile while I was in college. And then after I graduated college, there was a bookmobile position open, so I took it.
And look at now.
And I've just been there ever since. Outreach is like my thing, you know? I just love it.
That is what a great story. Well, welcome to the program, Jenny. And we've got much more to talk about. Joy, it's been so long since you've been in here because I vaguely remember your library. I mean, you were was it your mother or somebody that really got you into reading growing up?
Oh yes, it was. Yeah, she would take me to the library when I was a little girl and just let me roam free. I could just go and explore the children's department. I had so much fun. And I just have such fond memories, like the ladies up at the checkout desk, they would let me, if you remember, there would be, you know, you would check out the book, but then they would also like slide it through a security thing to deactivate the security sensor. I was always so fascinated by that. So they would let me come behind the desk and actually slide my book through. And it was just so exciting. So, you know, I just, yeah, from a very young age, I was in libraries and hooked from that point on.
It's so important. When we talked, anytime talking to library people, it's just so important for families and for parents to get your kids involved in reading in libraries. They might not be a librarian, but getting them involved in reading in books helps.
Absolutely. From birth. And that is why we have so many classes. Our Grow a Reader program is just geared right towards that, getting your kids into the library with their parent for these story times. Mm-hmm. And it's from birth. We have Mother Goose time, you know, for the moms and the babies. And it's really perfect because it really, you know, from that get-go, you can start to lay the foundation for your child to be ready to read.
Librarypoint.org, the website to find out more and get your kids a library card early on so they have one.
Yes, we encourage everyone in the family to get a library card. That is so important. And I know that, you know, it's also a great milestone for many families, you know, to bring their kids in and to get their library card.
Oh, yeah. I remember when I got mine.
Yes,
it was a huge thing.
Exactly. And, you know, you write your name on your first library card and it's all very exciting. We understand, you know, some families don't want to have to manage multiple cards, but get everybody in the family a card and then you can just use one. You can use one of them to check out all the items on. But, you know, everybody in the family get a library card. We really encourage it.
Joy McIntyre here, Jenny McGee here from the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. We'll take a break and continue on this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Opinions, we've all got them. And we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving for daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Jenny McGee and Joy McIntyre here this morning from the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. Idea Space, Joy, that is over on Princess Anne Street. And I actually have a little bit, we'll talk about it, then I actually have a little bit of I've been involved in it in some way, so we'll work that in. But for people who don't know, Idea Space is a terrific addition over the last few years with the library.
Oh my goodness, yes. If you have not made it out, Idea Space is our Making Plus Media Maker Space that we have. It is its own standalone location at 1616 Princess Anne Street. And we just have so much in there for you to work on your creative projects. So we have 3D printers, 3D scanner, laser cutter, embroidery machine, sewing machine, serger, drawing tablets, a video conversion station, an AV booth, a full AV booth in there. So, I mean, it's amazing. You can come in and do so much for your creative projects there at Idea Space. Plus, we have tech on the go that you can check out and take home. All kinds of technology that you can take home. We have programming that happens there. There's a really neat program called Idea Space Presents. So there's so much available at Idea Space.
Well, and to be able to use some of this stuff and even check it out, some of this, when you're talking GoPros or some other things, some of this technology, it's great, but to get it yourself, it's expensive.
That's right. And so that's exactly why we are able to offer that to our community because, you know, hey, maybe you just want to try it out before you lay down all that money to purchase it.
Yep.
Or, you know, maybe you just want to use it one time. And so, therefore, we've got it. So, yeah, you can check out a GoPro 360 camera, a 4K video recorder set, ring lights, studio lights, DJ sound mixer, drawing tablets. And just new that we just got in the last couple of months, we have a Canon Rebel digital camera, we have a Cricut, and a green screen. So, I mean, these are fantastic things. You can check them out for a week.
Yeah.
And if nobody is waiting for it, then you can check it out for another week.
No, and like you say, those to get your hands on those things, to have to buy them, sometimes you just can't.
That's right.
And I think especially, I mean, for any age on some of these things, but you think in a lot of ways that students could use some of these things and who knows,
right.
make a career out of some of this.
That's right. We all you need is a library card to check it out. You do have to be 18 or older to check it out and sign an agreement. But if you're younger than that, you can have your parents come in and check it out. So that is no problem. So really it is for everyone in the community to be able to use this equipment, and we just really encourage it. It's probably like one of the, you know, best known secrets around town that you don't realize that at your fingertips you could check out all of these items from the library. It's like, who would have thought?
Right.
I could get that from the library.
Yeah. No, it's in COVID, in some ways, it was right about the time it opened up was when COVID hit, and that kind of slowed things down. But my wife went there recently and was just, she texted me all that, I was getting all of these texts because she couldn't believe all the things like that you talked about, that are available there. There are people there to teach you.
Oh, yes.
And Idea Space, like you say, is just, it shouldn't be a secret much longer.
Yeah, I would hope not. It's getting busier and busier and busier.
That's
every
heard.
Day. In fact, the space is almost too small now. So we need more space.
Isn't that interesting?
That's an exciting problem.
Yeah.
You know, that's an exciting problem.
Well, and the one person I do know over there, Simon's over there.
Yes.
And he's done some shows before, and he's so enthusiastic, and everybody there is so helpful in wanting you to get involved with this kind of stuff.
Oh, yes. The staff there are amazing. They know that equipment inside and out. And so they really help you to learn how to use it, because that is what happens is you come in and say, if you want to work on a project on the 3D printer, we train you how to use the 3D printer. And then you use it independently from that point on. And the staff is there in the space to help you, of course, troubleshoot if there's any kinds of issues or anything, you know, you have any questions. But really, you get to use it independently in the space.
We talk about how libraries change, and this certainly is one of them. I mean, that just to be able to have access to this kind of thing is just an example of how the Central Rappahannock Regional Library continues to see needs in the community and meet those needs.
Absolutely, absolutely. We've had maker labs in our branches as well, where we had 3D printers in all of our branches. We have not opened those up yet again, but we are looking to it in the future. But yes, that has been our key thing, is we wanted to make this equipment accessible. We just didn't want it to be something that you just looked at and didn't have a chance to actually interact with. We yeah. wanted to make it so that we trained you how to use it, and then you can use it on your own.
I had never heard of a 3D printer until, and I can still remember the show. Martha sat right where you're sitting, and we did this show, and she talked about 3D printers. And I couldn't believe it. I mean, to me, it was that. I mean, that was just magic. And now, all the technology, 3D printers, I mean, they have changed so much.
Oh, my goodness, yes, they have changed so much. And you can do so much more. And at Idea Space, we actually have six of them. So we have
six.
We have so many 3D printers for your use. So, you know, we have them running all the time. People are working on projects over there. And we have one 3D printer that you can print in two different colors. So it's a really Ooh. Fancy one, our Ultimaker 3D printer. So, I mean, it's really lovely. We are very, very much, we have a great selection of equipment over there.
Well, and like you say, I know people that have used Idea Space and gotten involved and ended up getting their own 3D printer. And it's because they've used it there and seen what they want that printer to be able to do, and they've been able to
absolutely.
Get one to meet their needs.
Yep, and absolutely. And what's even surpassed the popularity of the 3D printer now is the laser cutter. So that is one that has become so popular. We only have one.
The laser cutter.
A laser cutter, yes.
What is that?
So it, you can use it to cut or engrave on so many different materials.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So on wood, mm-hmm. on leather, on metal. So you can sky's the limit on what you want to create. You bring in your design, you put it into the software, and then it puts it into the laser cutter, and it does it for you.
It's magic.
So it is. It's pretty exciting. It's so exciting. And we are looking to get a second laser cutter. Those are more expensive than a 3D printer. And so hopefully soon we will be able to get a second laser cutter, because we did just recently get a grant from the Community mm-hmm. Foundation. So that's very exciting as well, because that has actually become one of our most popular items. Right next to 3D printers mm-hmm. is now the laser cutter.
The Idea Space is over on Princess Anne Street. If you're coming, I'm trying to think of a landmark. I mean, it's
the Hardee's.
That's right, the yes. Hardee's. Yes, it's right next to that. It's right next to that. And do you remember the hours? Because the hours are a little bit different than
they are. They are. So Monday through Thursday, 2 to 8, and Saturdays from 12 to 5.
Okay.
So those are the hours at Idea Space. And if you ever just want to just look it up, you can always just go to our website, librarypoint.org/ideaspace, and that will also take you to the page, and you can see the hours as well.
Well, and this again is, again, one of the, I mean, what is it called? Like the Library of Things, where you can check out things just around the house that you might need. And there are so many things. That's why you should spend a little time at librarypoint.org, see what the library offers, because it's a lot more than books anymore.
So much more. And yes, you mentioned Library of Things. So, you know, we check out outdoor games, and we check out mm-hmm. craft kits, and we check out environmental devices and Chromebooks and hotspots. I mean, there's just so much that you can check out that you would not have thought about from your local library.
We used a radon detector.
Super.
And
yes.
I mean, that was something, and there was one other, and there was another kind of a detector that you'd use like one time. Oh, to check if cold air was getting in. There was,
yes, yes. You can check your electricity. You can see, you know, what's your usage on that. So, I mean, there's so many things that you can be doing. So please keep checking in on that Library of Things. We keep getting new things in there as well. The craft kits are the newest items in the Library of Things, and I know we'll have more to come.
And like you say, especially with it warming up, and with spring and summer, there were like lawn games and things like that that you could check out.
That's so much fun. Yeah, so the Library of Things are just at all of our locations. You can check them out there. the tech on the go that I was talking about, like the 360 cameras, the GoPros, mm-hmm. and the green screen and all of that, that you check out only at IdeaSpace.
Yes.
So
yeah.
That's the website for that is librarypoint.org/techgo if you're interested in finding out more about just the tech on the go that we offer.
It's got its own... You know you're important when you have your own website, when you have your own web address for that. So yeah, no, check it out, IdeaSpace and Tech on the Go, just really really good stuff there, and whether for all ages, and you can get your kids involved. They can be exposed to some things and learn some things, or as an adult you can learn some things.
For sure, and. Not only do we offer all of this equipment, but we have programs available at IdeaSpace as well. So we're very excited about that. So we bring in the community and we offer different programs. So it's very exciting.
Joy McIntyre is here. Jenny McGee here with the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. Joy is the branch services coordinator. Jenny is with the library on the go at the Howell branch. More coming up by News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is coming up on 8:30.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to...
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg. A Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
Good stuff this morning with the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. Jenny McGee here and Joy McIntyre with the library. Librarypoint.org is the website. Before we move on, Joy, we should talk a little bit about IdeaSpace Presents.
Yes. So I was talking about... At the IdeaSpace, we have an AV booth. Well, what we do is we bring in local musicians to perform their original music in our AV booth. And we record them live, mm-hmm. and then we post it on Instagram, and then we also post it on our YouTube page. So we have several performances now that have happened in our AV booth, and we're just so excited about it. So we want to make sure that our local musicians know about it and that they come and they, hey, you know, you can record some music here at our AV booth.
That is terrific. I mean, it's who knows what becomes of that?
I know. Exactly. And so it's a win-win. You know, we get to promote their music and mm-hmm. we get to promote our AV booth, but they also get to use the AV booth.
And the experience of doing that.
And of course, you don't have to be recorded and put on our YouTube page if you don't want to. You can always just come book your time in the AV booth anytime.
That's so huge, because I used to be friends with so many different musicians from around town, uh-huh. and they would have to record like in their bathroom because that was the best place to get a good recording, you know? So having a good place to record is huge for a local musician.
That is so right. I mean, we have in there, you know, all the right microphones, but then there's also a 4K camera in there. So if you even wanted to do a video and a green screen, if you even wanted to do like a podcast, not a podcast, but a video blog or something, you could do that. You could record that right there in the video booth, in the AV booth.
Yeah, and because you talk about the equipment to do that, like you mentioned, Jenny, the microphones, things like that.
Oh yeah, and we have all of the sound, mixing software mm-hmm. right there too. So we have a whole station set up. That is all just ready to go. And so all you have to do is you come in and you earn what they call the AV booth badge. Mm-hmm. We train you how to use that equipment, and then you can book it for your own time to come in and do your recordings.
Someday at the Grammys, somebody says,
yes.
I got my start. I got my start at thanks to the Central Rappahannock Regional Library in Fredericksburg and IdeaSpace Presents.
Exactly. And if any of those local musicians are really interested in performing in our AV booth, all you have to do is contact the IdeaSpace manager, and it's ideaspace.manager@crrl.org.
Okay, we'll give that at the end too, if someone missed that. Central Rappahannock Regional Library are our focus. Now, Jenny, you were telling me during the break that Idea Space presents in the satellite. There's a tie-in with the satellite locations that that you deal with.
Yes, so I am able to take out a 3D printer and other little Maker Lab knickknacks once a month out to the Belmont satellite location, which we will be restarting soon on March 13th is our opening day. So it's out at Lake Anna, and it's a great little pop-up library.
So, yeah, talk about what satellite locations are all about, and where you mentioned Belmont.
Yeah. So basically it's an elongated lobby stop in a way, okay, because I go out there and I spend 3 hours out there. I've got children's materials. I have a printer, an air printer that is connected to multiple Chromebooks. I bring Chromebooks out, so if anybody needs to use a computer while they're out at this community center, they can. Mm-hmm. Like at the lobby stops, I'll take requests. I have browsing materials. You can check out books. You can return books that you've gotten from different branches. So it's a little traveling library. It's great.
We can't have you ever take a vacation or get sick because you're too valuable to the library doing all of this stuff.
Well, thanks.
No, what a great option though for people that may not be able to get into to one of the branches for whatever reason.
It's pretty far out there. Belmont is it's real far out. It takes about an hour to get there and an hour to get back. You know, and we're there from 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock on Monday nights, and that's pretty much all I can think of.
No, I can remember when that was being talked about, and just what a great option that is for people, because it is. I mean, there are parts in Spotsylvania that you just drive and drive. You feel like you've driven to Richmond sometimes, as long as it takes you to get out there with windy roads and just rural conditions.
Yeah, and internet is spotty out there.
Yes.
So it's good to have a place that you can go if you need to do some research or, you know, you've got kids and they need some homework stuff, you know, we can do homework help out there. And we also, hopefully, will be able to resume the family movie night, because we were doing once a month, we were having a family movie night out there too.
Okay.
So
how fun is that?
Yeah. We were projecting a movie onto a screen and then having chairs. And then, you know, it's a building that's big enough that it's got two sections. So I was able to put the movie on one section of the building, and then I can still do the, you know, traveling library on the other section. So people can still conduct library business, and then other people can, you know, sit and watch the movie.
Yeah.
So it's great.
Again, librarypoint.org to get more information on all of this. Jenny McGee and Joy McIntyre are here. Joy, tomorrow, and if I had thought about this, I would have had spelling bee words for you guys. I don't, but I wish I had, that we could have had a little spelling bee in here with you too.
Yes. Oh.
But tomorrow's a spelling bee over at JM.
That's right. It's so exciting. So the Fredericksburg Regional Spelling Bee, we partner every year with the Freelance Star to bring this about in our community. And it's tomorrow at 10 o'clock, James Monroe High School. So there's going to be 14 Division Spelling Bee winners. They're going to compete. And the winner goes on to the Scripps National Spelling Bee. So it's so exciting. And it's from all of our local schools in the area where these winners are coming in for to compete. And so it is just very exciting. The divisions they represent, you know, are our 10 area public school divisions, plus homeschool, private, and parochial schools. And we're just so excited that we are able to partner with the Freelance Star to be able to offer this.
This is a great event. I have, I'm hoping to go tomorrow to see this. I've seen the last few years the spelling bee where the winners were determined in Spotsylvania, and it's just so fun. I mean, those words are tough.
They are.
I wouldn't make it past a couple of rounds, I'm afraid.
No. Absolutely, I would not either. Make it through. I can remember my kids when they were competing at their local school level, and we would have to drill on the words. I would be like, "Oh my goodness, I would not even be able to completely. I would be knocked out first round."
No, and when the finals on TV when they get to that later this spring, those words just are amazing to me.
It's very exciting. Yes.
So this is fun, and this is a chance. If you it's supposed to be a rainy morning and cold tomorrow. If you're looking for something to do, go on over to JM and take this in. And it would be an encouragement to the kids and the families to have some people there.
Absolutely, absolutely. Darcy Caswell, our youth services coordinator, she is the one who is working this event. And so she will be there and her team helping to run things with the Freelance Star. So exciting.
So I guess somebody has to know these words and be able to pronounce them and
yes,
the sentence thing and all that.
They bring in, folks in the community to do that. And I believe they give them words in advance so you can practice.
Yeah, you would have to.
Because, you really do. You have to pronounce it right so that everybody can be able to understand the word and be able to try to spell it.
And to use it in a sentence.
And use it in a sentence, that's right.
All of that. So what time does that start again tomorrow?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. At JM, it's exciting because then the winners from here go on to the national.
That is the most exciting part.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, just think about it. That's such a super event and a super achievement for all of these students to be able to just make it even to the regional level, and now they can make it to the national level.
Yeah, good stuff. Again, 10 o'clock tomorrow morning at JM. For the spelling bee. Jenny, talk to me about picturing women inventors.
So we will be having in March a poster exhibition at all the branches about women inventors. Picturing Women Inventors is a series of 8 posters from the Smithsonian Institution, and it explores the inventions of 19 highly accomplished American women. There's astronauts and computer pioneers and businesswomen and athletes and engineers and teenagers in this remarkable group of inventors.
Okay. So a lot of good information there. And again, I see you've got the, is it still called At Your Library?
Yes. We have the At Your Library. The March issue has not come out yet, but we have the January, February.
And you will see those around town. It's always a good chance pick one up at the library, because that will have all kinds of information over the next few months, because it's hard to keep up with.
Yes.
We do this just about every month, talking about things coming up with the library, but it's hard to keep up with things.
Yes. Yeah, we're pretty quick paced. We're fast.
So that was one thing that went away for a while with the pandemic, and it's good to have it back.
Yeah, definitely. People like to be able to plan ahead and see what events are happening at which branches, so.
And we were doing it monthly, but now we've gone to a 2-month format.
Okay.
So it's now like there'll be a March-April issue. So you can get, a little bit more information. You can look a little bit farther ahead than just out for the month. You can look out now 2 months.
No, I hadn't seen one in a long time. And when I started to see it again, I felt like it was sort of a mix between we're coming out of the pandemic, and it's kind of like it's spring when you see things coming up, how excited you are. When I saw it, it was exciting to see that, because you knew that, because it's colorful, and a lot of work goes into something like that.
Our graphics department is amazing.
Yes.
Yeah, they do this full color little mini magazine that we've got there, and it's just laid out really attractively and, separated by sections, so you can easily know, where you go for your children's programming, adult programming. All of it is just separated out perfectly for you.
It's a great resource too, because the back page always has the map of all of our locations and all of our addresses, so that you can, contact us, you can find us easily. It's a great resource to have.
That I'm glad you pointed that out, because the library is just so much more than, and so often we just think of the library, or if I'm by Howell, or if I'm by Salem Church, or if I'm by Snow or Porter or whatever, but there are a lot of branches around, and it gives you addresses and shows you where things are, and you may be new to the community and not even realize that not too far away is a library branch.
Yeah, and it even has the Belmont satellite location on here.
Oh, okay.
And then it's got the Partlow satellite location, which we are going to be reopening in April. So we're going to have 2 satellite locations out in rural Spotsylvania.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that. Boy, those when you talk about Belmont and Partlow,
it's far out there.
That's rural. That is very rural Spotsylvania. But again, a great chance to be able to take the library there. I mean, the other branch that we don't talk about a lot, but when you run into it, the one at the Spotsylvania Town Center is a terrific branch. If you just happen to be at the mall and just, you know, wander in.
Super convenient.
Yeah.
It is. We're so thrilled we were able to open that branch. And it's been a wonderful partnership with the mall. And, we just love it. We love it. And I know our community does, for the convenience of, like what you said. You can just, you know, you can drop your books there. Mm-hmm. You can pick up your holds there. And we have even a book drop out in the parking lot. I don't know if you knew that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Where's that at?
Right outside the JCPenney, along that back
area.
Yeah.
Okay.
There is a little book drop. So you could even drop your books in the book drop there.
Is that something new?
No, we've had it actually since, maybe within the first year after opening.
Oh, okay. Well, it's been open a bunch of years now.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where have I been? I would say don't go in that door or something, because I did not know that. But no, there have been times that I've been over to the mall and the regular branch is closed, but I can go in and, like you said, I can either drop something off or, you know, so yeah, it's a great spot.
People are still so surprised that we have a branch at the mall, you know.
Yeah.
We've had it there
for
a while, but
yeah.
You know, when I tell people, when I see, you know, the children or grandchildren of the residents at my stops, they're, "What? There's a branch of the library in the mall?
Yeah.
Like, that's amazing."
Yeah, it was a great idea. Jenny McGee here, Joy McIntyre here with the Central Rappahannock Regional Library, librarypoint.org, the website. We will wrap things up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Central Rappahannock Regional Library this morning with Joy McIntyre and Jenny McGee. Joy, talk to me about privacy pods. I think I know what this is.
So this is something that we are just so excited to be able to offer out at our Westmoreland branches. They just recently got set up, and what they are is there are these private pods, so they're like about the size of a phone booth.
Yeah.
And they provide a private space for you to have like a telehealth appointment, a job interview, a video chat, all while you're utilizing the library's Wi-Fi. So out in these rural locations out in Westmoreland, that, you know, Wi-Fi is not reliable at locations. So the library is a great spot for you to come for your Wi-Fi needs. But now they can also come to the library to like have these kinds of video chats, job interviews, things of that nature, where you can really have a private space that you can use. And so we're all excited. So they're at all of our branches, Cooper, Newton, and Montrose.
Okay. What a great idea.
I know. And the Montrose branch even got a bigger one because they didn't have a meeting room in their branch. These are small branches. And so we bought the quad pod for them. Well, that seats four. So that's so exciting. So that even provides a meeting space in that community now. So like it's not just one person who can be in this pod, but up to four. So that was an exciting addition we were able to get. And this all came from a grant from the Library of Virginia and IMLS. So we were so fortunate. And they were specifically a grant for rural libraries. So that's why we were able to get them for these Westmoreland branches. And they're very popular, and they're used all the time right now.
We have saved the best for last. Winter reading goes on, Jenny, until what, the end of March?
The end of March, yep. And it's between January 1st and March 31st. If you read and log 5 books, then you win a prize. And this year's prize is a cozy blanket. And so far, we've had over 1,100 people register. And it's so popular, we've almost run out of the blankets, but we still have mugs. So if you register and you complete your 5 books, you can still get a prize.
I am sprinting to the Salem Church branch today to see if I can get one, because, and this is a personal message to Tracy and Darcy from the library, who have gotten me into winter reading. I did it. I have done it, and I just haven't gotten over to Salem Church to get it, but I will.
Yeah, you can visit librarypoint.org/winter to register.
This is, for me anyway, it's gotten me back into reading. And I think that you're not quite as busy during the winter, and you offer prizes to adults.
Mm-hmm.
So it is it's 5 books. I'm trying to remember. If it
was 5 books between January 1st and March 31st.
Yeah.
And that includes, you know, if you've listened to the book, mm-hmm. that all, you know, all of the audiobooks, that all counts too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, definitely it's a great way to, and it's, you know, it's not too late to sign up. It's anything you've read since January 1st.
Right. You can go back.
You can go back. Yeah.
Yep.
So you can just sign up today, log your everything you've been reading since January 1st, and earn your prize. It's very exciting.
It is very exciting. I have all the mugs, and so I was glad to see the change. What the blanket is, what, in a couple of colors?
It's in blue and it's in gray.
Okay. What's how big is it? Do you know if you see?
It's like a throw blanket size.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll know after today.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go and get mine. But like you say, Joe, whatever you've read or listened to, I've been a book reader, but I know a lot of people. A lot of people do their commute and listen.
Oh,
to books.
Yeah, for sure. You know, if you're commuting and you've been listening to your audiobooks, those all count.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Joy, you gave, for when we were talking Idea Space, about a web address. Was it a web address or was it an email? I can't remember.
Oh, that's right. So if you were interested in being one of our Idea Space Presents performers, perform in our AV booth, you would just need to send an email to ideaspace.manager@crrl.org.
And I have learned this morning, Jenny, so much about Library on the Go, and you are the Library on the Go person.
Yes, and if you ever need to see my schedule or find out more, you can go to librarypoint.org/library-on-the-go.
And what, how, you had a, what is it, 17 stops?
17 stops. I go, the first and third weeks are the same, and the second and fourth weeks are the same. So I visit all my stops twice a month.
Between that and the satellite locations that open soon.
Yes.
Busy, busy, busy. Thank you both. This is a good catch-up on what's going up going on in the library. Again, librarypoint.org. You can find out information there. You can find out you can get a library card that way, too. Or just go into a branch. Joy McIntyre and Jenny McGee from the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. Thank you both for coming in. We'll see you soon.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That is it. Thank you for listening. See you not in the morning. We'll see you on Monday.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear Town Talk anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.